friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of this first hour, absolutely fantastic, terrific Tiger Tuesday, October 7th edition. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Again, text me Laser, L-A-S-E-R, and I'll send you the contact information. You can get a hold of Stacy and hopefully get over there and take care of whatever ails you and just tell them everything that's going on. They can fix you up. Kind of an interesting process happening as we go through the process of finalizing the 2026 fiscal year budget. Going to start off, first of all, with some conflict. This is now coming to light after the budget has been passed and sent to the governor for her review. Of course, she has the ability to veto certain line items in the budget before signing it. Well, while decked out in a blue PGA golfing sports shirt after the dust is settled, House Speaker Matt Hall, Republican from Richland Township, did a deep 26-minute dive into what actually unfolded during the sometimes contentious and draining budget debate aimed at avoiding a government shutdown. He continued his praise for Governor Gretchen Whitmer, saying, "I really think the reason all this got done is because Governor Whitmer and I really forged a good working relationship. We really drove the budget process," end quote, said Hall. But he also confessed for the very first time publicly. He was somewhat surprised at that development. "I never really thought that we would have come into this and had so much alignment with Governor Whitmer." Hall confirmed it was after her decision to cooperate with President Donald Trump. She revealed last December that laid the foundation basically for their relationship. It ended up working actually quite well. Now, one of the things you have to understand, Donald Trump loves Matt Hall. Matt Hall has been to the White House a couple of times and has really forged a good relationship with President Trump. But what switched that, to Hall's surprise, is when he invited Governor Gretchen Whitmer to join him in the Oval Office with the president. Remember that somewhat embarrassing moment when the cameras, the reporters, wanted to take her picture in front of the fireplace in the Oval Office? She grabbed a blue folder and held it up over her face. Well, Hall ignored and bypassed that, as it was basically a spur-of-the-moment decision, number one, to take the photograph, and number two, Whitmer is a political animal. She calculates every single move she does. So being that it was a kind of a spur-of-the-moment, hey, get in front of the fireplace, we'll take your picture, she didn't have enough time to process it quick enough to decide whether or not this was going to be a good thing for her political future or not, to allow that photograph to be taken. Well, interesting enough, Hall said, even outside of that photo op, Governor Gretchen Whitmer's decision to actually try to cooperate with the president laid the foundation for their relationship between Hall and the governor when it came down to this budget process. Except when it came to this. Hall said, quote, "There was a space and time, an area that we had some conflict. But we ended up finding a compromise regarding how to move portions of the state's workforce out of the post-China virus home offices back into their downtown offices in Lansing. The governor agreed, explaining that the deal they worked out is not something that Matt Hall contemplated. The speaker details the arrangements basically in a twofold manner. It included getting rid of some of the 400 building leases. Listen to this. 400 building leases that the state of Michigan currently had, while selling off some of the 500 buildings it owns. The number is actually and will be determined by the governor's executive branch. 500 buildings in Lansing they own. 400 more they lease. We're talking buildings here, folks. We're not talking a floor in a building. We're talking about the whole building. Well, Hall explained it this way. We agreed to reduce office leases, which is then in turn going to save the taxpayers' money and bring more workers back to work, where we can get up to that 80% occupancy rate, which is pretty much in line with the private sector, end quote, said Hall. Now, what he's talking about there, and I'll give you a perfect example, downstate this weekend, got to see the family, got to see that cute little Miss Pebbles, 2-year-old great-granddaughter, Miss Emmy, had an opportunity to talk to our son-in-law. Tony works for General Motors. He used to have an office downtown in the Rensen. Well, China virus hit. That office was shut down. They gave him a really nice laptop and said, here, use this and go home and work from home. Since then, General Motors has leased that floor to another business. They've moved Tony and all of his, I guess you would call them middle management, administrative staff, to the old GM Tech Center on Van Dyke, just north of 12 Mile Road. Been down there forever, long as I can remember. Well, they still are operating with only about 80% of the staff coming in 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, into the office. Tony says he has to go in there roughly like Tuesdays and Thursdays. But Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays, he works from home. Well, that's pretty much what the private sector is doing, and that's exactly what Speaker Matt Hall is referring to. However, in talking with other businesses around the state, Hall said he pledges to continue to monitor the occupancy rate with the data, and we'll see how this works out. He wants to make sure that the deal works. But the biggest sticking point in the entire budget, the back and forth, the give and take, Hall said, centered on the battle over full disclosure of earmarks. It's basically pork barrel spending. That data must be transparent. It must be open. And it must be posted on a website 5 days before the lawmakers vote on it. Hall went on to say that was something the Democrats in the Senate pledged that they would never do. They wouldn't cave in. And I wasn't going to cave in on it either. Because not having the disclosure, not good for the taxpayers of the state of Michigan. So finally, they wanted the pork barrel spending so badly, they agreed. So in the end, Hall said, I think that's what I'm most happy about. Now we will have full transparency on any earmarks, knowing exactly who's requesting them, how much, what it's going to be used for, and what the results will be. Well, the governor actually embraced this move as well, saying, quote, there's going to be more transparency. And that was something that was long overdue and very important. And it's a really good long-term policy change. And she spoke to TV6 in Lansing. Well, according to Matt Hall, the Democrats never gave up on their notion that the speaker wanted to shut down the government. When asked if it was a fair statement to say that he never wanted to shut the government down, Hall said, absolutely, that's a fair statement. Our intent was to keep it open the whole time. But at the same time, we needed to negotiate on these policy points. Well, in the quiet of his first floor office last Friday afternoon, as he promised to leave and get some rest, he was asked if he learned anything about himself during this grueling budget negotiation. He said, Then he shut his eyes and then admitted something you'd never expect to hear from the hardball player with deep conservative Republican roots. Opened his eyes and said, I don't know for sure. There's lots of things that you learn, but I guess I had to have a lot more patience for the Democrats, even more than what I thought I knew was even possible. As he offered up the possible quote of the day. Well, we'll check in and see, in fact, whether or not MERS News Service did give him the quote of the day. All the politicians are always thinking, what little one-sentence little snippet can I throw into an interview that might give me quote of the day with MERS News Service? It's kind of a little award, if you will, to be acknowledged where all of the subscribers to MERS News Service get to see your name as quote of the day. We'll see if Matt Hall got it. Final segment of hour number one. Short break. We'll be right back.
Michigan needs to be fixed. Axe My Tax is a citizens' ballot initiative that would eliminate all property taxes in Michigan. Stop the theft of our homes, farms, and businesses by corrupt governmental entities and their outrageous spending. Help us make Michigan affordable to businesses and families once again. Go to axemytax.org, sign the petition, circulate petitions, and donate to help us fix our great state. Stop the stealing that's going on in Lansing. Join us. Go to axemytax.org.
Come see the largest outdoor event and concert venue in North America, Liberty Mountain USA in Farwell, Michigan. Saturday, October 11th. Gates open at 4. Tours start at 5. Live concerts with two bands will start at 7. There'll be food and drinks available. Come party for free and see this unbelievable outdoor venue. Liberty Mountain USA is located at 1001 Mott Mountain Road, Farwell, Michigan, in beautiful Clare County. See you there.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. pistols, rifles, shotguns. They buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers. They don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy of My Pure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Piece of grass walking down the road. Tell me how long you gonna stay.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number one. This segment brought to you by the upcoming event that Vicky and I will be attending this Saturday. We'd like to invite you guys to come join us. We're gonna have a big party down in Farwell, Michigan, Clair County. Brought to you by LibertyMountainUSA.com is the website. It's going to be a sneak preview. This is their somewhat of a grand opening, letting people come and see the venue, hear the music. There will be food and drinks available for you to purchase, but free admission for this upcoming sneak preview this Saturday, October the 11th. The gates and parking we'll open at 4. Tours will start at 5. We'll have music going from the stage throughout that tour process. You can basically just walk around and check things out. Then 7 o'clock, there's going to be two live bands that are going to put on a live concert for us. There'll be seating available. If you want, you can actually bring your blanket. Sit out on the hill. The mountain is unbelievable. Have you guys ever been to Pine Knob down in Oakland County? Sachabaugh Road? Well, it's kind of set up like Pine Knob, except the floor seats are not under a roof. They're wide open to the air. And then the lawn seats, like on Pine Knob, well, take the lawn seats portion of Pine Knob and multiply it probably by 20, 30. They literally have a mountain that slopes up from the stage, from the concrete floor seats, and starts sloping up the mountain. We were at the top of the mountain, and they were playing music in the airplane hangar. That sound, folks, was traveling right up the hill. I mean, you literally probably 100 yards, maybe even 200 yards away, the music sounded like the band was right in front of you. The acoustics for this venue is amazing. So, want you to come join us. Again, go to LibertyMountainUSA.com is their main website. They do have free admission tickets. They're just asking you to basically RSVP so they know how much food and drinks, beverages to make sure they have available. It's going to be a party this Saturday, folks. Absolutely invite you to come join us. It's going to be a blast. So, again, LibertyMountainUSA.com is their website. Check it out. Hope to see you guys there. Well, wrapping up this interview with Speaker Matt Hall, MERS News Service absolutely gave Matt Hall the quote of the day. Yes, for yesterday. I guess I had a lot more patience for the Democrats than I knew was even possible, said Matt Hall when asked about anything that he learned about himself during the budget negotiations. Patience. What do they say? Patience is a virtue? Well, even our Speaker Matt Hall, with his hardball tactics, his sometimes mean-spirited comments about the Democrats, ended up forcing him to be patient and compromising, especially working directly with the governor. Now, I did notice kind of a reoccurring theme in all these stories, these news stories I was looking at, Detroit News, Detroit Free Press, MLive, Lansing State Journal, Gongware, MERS, no mention of the Speaker, Matt Hall, working with the Senate Majority Leader, Winnie Brink. Kind of interesting. Kind of interesting that there was no direct communication between the Speaker and the Senate Majority Leader. It sounds like basically the budget was a deal between the governor and the Speaker. And then the governor, Gretchen Whitmer, basically told the Senate Democrats, this is the best deal I could get. Sorry, we somewhat left you out of the process, but we need you guys to support it. So we'll see the final numbers hopefully later today, possibly tomorrow. And when I get the final numbers and I get the actual budget for the various departments, bureaucratic agencies, I'll break it all down for you and explain it to you. Can't believe that we can't find the numbers of the total budget, but it is what it is. Now, we're going to have Ian Murphy on in the next segment from the Iron Pig. If you have any questions for Ian, be sure to text them to me, 231-360-5140. We'll be sure to get those in to Ian here in the next half hour as he's talking about all the things happening at the Iron Pig Smokehouses in Gaylord. He, too, also has an event coming up this Saturday. We'll be sure to ask him about that. So you'll have a decision to make, depending on where you're listening to us from around the state of Michigan, which event you can attend this Saturday. But you're definitely going to be outside this Saturday, October the 11th, either in Gaylord or Farwell, Michigan, Clare County. Top of the hour news break for hour number one, heading into hour number two. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
This is Justin Michael. I grew up in Grayling, Michigan, where small town values and hard work shaped who I am. I proudly served in the U.S. Army in combat, and today I continue serving as a conflict resolution specialist and an advocate for veterans, families, and working people across northern Michigan and in the Upper Peninsula. I know the struggles our communities face because I live them. I'm Justin Michael. Let's start bridging the divides in our district together. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you.